the time that we were living in the centre of Hemel Hempstead was really from birth until I was 10. We were then compulsorily purchased and we moved up to Chaldon. We were the second one down, number 3 in Alma Road. I moved in there with my parents, obviously, when I was 4.5, 5. I had lived there for quite a while, and having been a free-range child, I knew quite a lot of people in the road. Not only my mates, but there were quite a lot of very elderly people who lived there. And they're interesting elderly people. You can have a really good chat with them and find out which way's up, if you see what I mean. An example would be, she was quite a great friend of mine, really, Mrs. Coker. She lived in the first house beyond the Clean River on the same side of the road as us. Little terraced house. I used to go in there and she'd make a cup of tea and we'd sit down and have a chat like you do when you're 10 or whatever. She used to tell me of when she was small, because she'd always lived locally, and how she'd only been to school for a few years because there was money involved and her parents couldn't really afford it and she needed to go to work and etc. But this compulsory purchase, she rented her house, she didn't own it. And she must have been 80 if she was a day. And she got this, notice to quit, basically. And I imagine it was the commission took on the job of rehousing people in the street. And she and a lot of people from Alma Road and immediate surrounding environs were moved up to the Thistles in Gaybridge and a couple of the other small closes off Gaybridge Road. My memory is of visiting people there. Dad and Mum owned the house we were in and they sold up and bought a house in Chaldon. And I visited my friends who were in Gaybridge, and it would have to be said that several of the very elderly didn't really last very long after that move. It was not their choice to move. I'm sure it was done in as humane a way as could be done in the spirit of the time, but I don't think it was probably done terribly well, the move out of people. People didn't survive it.
How did your parents react to it?
Mum was quite pleased. They had moved to Alma Road from Astley Road prior to this, and she never really settled in the house that we were living in. It was quite a dark house, and try as she might, bless her, she just didn't settle really. And so she was quite pleased, I think, secretly, that they got to move. I think Dad was not quite so pleased. He worked at John Dickinson's and used to come home for his lunch on his bike. So it was a relatively level trip from John Dickinson's to Alma Road on his bike. He used to arrive home to dinner, which was put on the table as he came through the door, more or less. He'd sit down, eat it, and off on his bike back again. Why on earth he did it, God alone knew, but that was the setup. We had to move. It was obvious we weren't going to be able to move within the sort of town centre. We'd got to go out somewhere a little bit, and so we moved onto ground where he used to be a beater as a child, for the shoots. We moved on to, Chaldon. That made coming home at lunchtime, there was a bit more of a slope involved, made it more difficult. I think he did persist with his bike for a little while after we moved to Chaldon, but a very elderly Austin Cambridge came into play shortly, which helped no end.